This is called kebab hindi. That's what we call it. It's onion, tomato, and then we make like meat fingers, and then we put it in the oven.
Is this the same type of meal that you would have been cooking back home in Damascus?
Yeah, sure.
Exactly the same thing.
Syria meant a lot for me. I mean, I love it to the death. I had a ton of friends in there, my whole entire, you know, from the school to the university to, I used to be in a charity in the masjid for a long time, to the work. So I had a ton of friends in there that I had my most adorable memories with them. So I love Damascus, and I really spent a lot of time after I left it just imagining going back to there. However, now you feel like things are getting more and more complicated, and you feel like Syria is really getting worse and worse. It's just the idea of going back in there is kind of like vanishing day by day. Sometimes I just feel like, is my kids going to even visit Syria or Damascus someday? Are they going to see where they were born? Raising the kids in a place that is different culture, different religions, different type of thinking, different system, everything is different. It's very hard for us. For kids, it's always, they adjust to whatever. And we don't mind, but we still want them to keep their culture. We still want them to keep their language. I fight with my daughter the whole day, all day, to speak Arabic. As a mom who lost her kids for a while and stayed in a place that she was forced to not see them, I have this spot in my heart that from the time they got back to me, I always feel like I don't want to think that I'm going to lose them again. Here's my husband. Salim, arab salim. Ma tsafih ba salim yani.
How's your day been?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Let me just check very quickly on the food and
we had tragedy, stories about us, about our family, about our houses which we lost. We lost the money also, we lost houses, I lost my business also there, So we don't look back, we look forward, to, build again now.
Rebuild.
Our life.
Yeah. It's just for us a good feeling that we were able to rebuild. If you tell me that you will be in 10 years, you will be in America, you will be a citizen, you will have a life in there, and you will speak the language, you will teach in there, and I would say, are you kidding me? I will never be able to do that. If you tell me that in the future you will leave your kids for 2 years for any reason, I would say it's not me. That's not the person you're talking about. I really need to share with people that first immigrants are not bad people. They're just, the only thing is that they found refuge in this country and they were able to thrive again, but they needed time.
The voices of Kinan al-Rifai and her husband, Ziyad al-Dairi, speaking with WPLN's Alexis Marshall. You're listening to Here and Now.